Maseches Menachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Tav. Shor Zeh Olah Benistai. Somebody made an edit on a specific shor, that shor will be brought to the Korban Olah. Now that shor is cut up, tagdish, and has to be brought as an Olah. Benistai, and it gets a mum. Now Nistai literally means that it became Tameh, as that is a Lashon Nistai. As a Baal Mum is also called Tameh in the Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, been called Behema Tameh Shalei, creeping men of Korban LaHashem. And over there, that Pasuk is referring to a Baal Mum, not a Behema Tameh. So therefore, we see that a Baal Mum is called a Tameh. Imratza Yavi Bedama of Shnayim, if he wants, after the Behema gets a Mum, and now the Behema itself cannot be brought as a Korban. Instead, it is Nistai, it is redeemed, and the money is used to buy a Korban. If he wants, he can take that money from the behemoth that was redeemed and buy two korbanos instead, even though we had in the previous mission. That somebody who makes an edit to bring one shor worth of mana cannot bring instead two shors that together are worth of mana. But in this case, where he made an edit on a specific shor, that shor is a korban, once the shor gets a mum, he no longer has any chiyuv at all to bring a korban. Just that shor still has kedusha, and therefore the money that it is redeemed with has to be brought to the korban, but you can bring any korban that you want, since your neder is no longer binding on you. So therefore, if you want, you can bring two korbanos with the money that was redeemed from that one korban. And so too, if you want to use that money to bring a different type of korban from a different type of animal, you may do so. Shnei shvarim elu ola binistavu. Imrata yabi bitmeyam echa. If somebody said that these two oxen should be brought as an ola, and both oxen get a mum. Now that it has a mum, it can't be brought as a korban, so it has to be redeemed, and the money in which it is redeemed with would be used to buy a korban with. Imrata yavi bitmeyam echad, if he wants. The money which he used to redeem both farm can be used to buy one animal, and that one animal would be brought to the korban, as since you made it netter that these two animals would be brought to the korban. And now it got a mum, so now your netter no longer is binding, so therefore you can do whatever you want with the money. The money has kedusha and has to be used for a korban, but it can be used in any way that you want, even to use it for one animal instead of two. Rebbe does not allow to bring one animal from the money that two animals are redeemed with. This is only l'chatzchila, but for the Eved, if you go ahead and do use the money for one animal, even Rebbe would admit that the korban would be kosher. Rebbe also argues in the first case, where you said one animal should be a korban, and then it got a mum and you redeemed it. Rebbe argues over there also that you should not use that money to buy two korbanos l'chatzchila, but if you go ahead and do so, Rebbe would admit that the korbanos would be kosher. Isle za ola binistai. Imrata yavi bidama of kevis. Somebody who is magdish an isle to be used as a korban. And it got a mum. Now he cannot use that isle for the korban ola itself. Instead, he has to redeem that isle if he wants to use the money in which he redeemed it with to buy a kevis instead of an isle. And to bring that kevis to the korban, he may do so. He doesn't have to use the money to buy dafka and isle. Kevis za ola binistai. Imrata yavi bidama of isle. So too, vice versa. If he was marked as a keves to be used as a korban and it got a mum, now he wants to redeem it. If he wants to use the money in which he redeemed it with to buy an isle and use that as a korban ola, he may do so. He does not have to use the money to buy a keves. Rabbi does not allow you to use the money in which you redeemed the animal with to buy a different type of animal. But the Yevet, Rabbi admits that if you buy a different type of animal with the money, the korban would be kosher. Ha'ayma echad mikvasai hegdish. Somebody who makes an edit that one of my kvasim, one of my lambs should be hegdish and be used as a korban, but he did not say which one. Or he says one of my oxen should be hegdish, and he doesn't say which one. If he had two oxen, or two kvasim, hagadol shebehem hegdish. The bigger one would be hegdish. As we have a klal that a magdish buying you up a magdish, somebody who is magdish something, he is magdish b'ayin yafa generously. As the pasuk says, nibchar nidurecha. He should bring a korban from the best. We assume that he wants to bring the best of his animals for a korban, so therefore, if he has two, the bigger one is the one that he was magdish, even though he didn't specify. Shlosha. If he has three kvasim, or three oxen, habeninisha behem hegdish. Then, the middle one is also hegdish, together with the best one. As, even though we have a klal magdish b'ayin yafa magdish, somebody who's ma'agdit does so generously, but if it's ma'agdit the bainin, that's also ayin yafa as compared to the katan. So therefore, we don't know if he wanted to be ma'agdit the gadol, the bigger one, as that is the best one, or maybe the bainin, which is better than the katan, that's the one he had in mind to be ma'agdit. And since he didn't specify which one, they're both hegdish. Now, not to say that they're both hegdish mamish, as he was only magdish one of them. But they're both suffix hegdish. So therefore, what does he do? He waits until the Benini gets a mum. And then he redeems it onto the gadol. So that way, memela, the gadol is hegdish. As if he had in mind the gadol. So the Benini was never hegdish in the first place. And if he had in mind the Benini, the middle one, now that it was redeemed unto the gadol, so the gadol had taken its place and the gadol was hegdish, and he would use the gadol as his korban. Pirashti, v'eni yodea ma pirashti. If at the time he made a neder to bring one of his animals as a korban, he specified which animal he would bring. And now that he wants to bring the korban, he can't remember which one, he was magdish. Osha amar amar li abba, v'eni yodea ma. Or he said at the time of my father's death, he told me that he was magdish one of the animals of his flock. But I don't know which one he told me was hegdish. In such a case, hagadol sheben hegdish, there is no doubt that the best of the flock is hegdish. And since he specified at the time he made the neder that he was being magdish, one of them, most certainly, it was a gadol that he was magdish. As opposed to the previous case in which he didn't specify at the time of the hegdish, it could be he wasn't magdish the gadol, he was magdish only the benini. But here where he specified, or his father specified, just he does not know which one he specified or his father specified, there's no doubt that he or his father was magdish the gadol, so therefore only the gadol is hegdish, he would bring the gadol as his korban. Somebody who makes a neder to bring a korban ola, he must bring that ola in the base of Migdash, on the Mizbeach, the base of Migdash, not anywhere else, as you're not allowed to shach the korban outside the base of Migdash. And if he is makriv of his ola in base chanyo, which is a Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, he's not yotze his neder. He's also chayav karis for shchutei chot. Anybody who brings a korban outside the base of Migdash is chayav karis, and he must bring a different korban ola to the base of Migdash. As Chanya was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik was a kohen gadol during Bayis Sheni. And after he died, the other kohenim wanted to make his son Chanya the kohen gadol. And Chanya said that he's younger than his older brother Shimi, and Shimi should be the kohen gadol. And Shimi didn't know how to do that avodah, so Chanya was showing him how to do that avodah, and he became jealous that Shimi was the kohen gadol instead of him. So he told him that what you're supposed to wear when you do that avodah is a woman's robe and a woman's belt. And then when Shimi went ahead and wore those clothing and did that avodah, Chanya went and said to the other kohenim, look to see what Shimi promised his wife, that he was going to wear her clothing when he becomes kohen gadol. Now he has kept his promise by wearing his wife's clothing when he is doing that avodah. And the other kohenim wanted to kill Shimi for doing this. And Shimi, when he explained that Chanya was the one that told him to do this, the kohenim decided to kill Chanya instead. And Chanya ran away to Mitzrayim. And he built a mizbeach there. And he convinced Klai Yisrael that they should bring korbanos on that mizbeach, even though it's really awesome, and there's a chiyuv karis to do that. And Klai Yisrael used to bring korbanos on that mizbeach for a period of almost 200 years. And about this mizbeach, Yishayo HaNavi said nevuas about that the pasuk says, "Vayomahu yiyem mizbeach laHashem b'toch eretz Mitzrayim." Now, since it's also to bring korbanos on this mizbeach, if somebody does bring his korban ola by Beis Chanyo, he is not yotze his neder, he must bring a different korban and bring it to Yerushalayim. Shakrivenu b'Beis Chanyo, yakrivenu b'Migdash. Somebody who at the time he makes the neder that he's going to bring a korban ola says that he's going to bring it to Beis Chanyo. He should not do that, even though that's what he said at the time he made the neder. He cannot bring a korban ola in Beis Chanyo. Instead, he should bring the korban ola on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMigdash. Vim hekriva b'Beis Chanyo yotze. But if he does go ahead and brings a korban ola, the Beis Chanyo, the Mizbeach, in Mitzrayim, he is Yotze. Meaning to say that even though the Chiyuv Karis were doing that, so certainly he was not allowed to do that. But since at the time he made the neder, he said he was going to bring up a Beis Chanyo, it's as if he said, I'm making a neder to bring a korban, but I'm reserving the right to shech the korban or shech the behema outside of Yerushalayim, and with that I'll be Yotze my neder. So therefore, since he did so, even though the Chiyuv Karis were doing that, he no longer has a binding neder to bring a korban in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Einzu Ola. Rabbi Shimon says, in such a case, where at the time he made the neder, he said he was going to bring up a Beis Chanyo. So he's not mechuyev to bring an Ola at all, as this is not a normal neder. He cannot bring an Ola but Beis Chanyo, so therefore he has no chiyev at all to bring a korban Ola. Hareni Nazir Yigalech B'Migdash. Somebody who makes the neder, that is going to be a Nazir. And another, when he finishes in the Nazir, he brings korbanos and his Megalech in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is what he should do. He should be Megalech in the Beis HaMikdash after he brings his korbanos. But if he brings his korbanot on the Mizbeach in Mitzrayim and his megaleach there, he's not Yotze. He still has to bring new korbanos and bring it to Yerushalayim and be megaleach again in Yerushalayim. Sha'agalach b'beis chanyo, yigalach b'mikdash. If at the time he was makabo on himself to become another, he said that I'm going to be megaleach in beis chanyo when I finish my nazirus, I will bring my korbanos on the Mizbeach in Mitzrayim and be megaleach there. Even so, he has to bring his korbanos and be megaleach in the Beis HaMikdash, as of course you cannot bring korbanos to Beis Chanyo, so too, you cannot be megaleach in Beis Chanyo. V'emgilach b'Beis Chanyo yotza. If he does go ahead and bring his korbanos and his megaleach cut off his hair in Beis Chanyo, he is yotze. Meaning to say, he can now drink wine, he's not another anymore. Even though the korbanos that he brought are not korbanos at all, since he brought them in Beis Chanyo. But since at the time he accepted upon himself Nazir, he said that he's going to be megaleach b'Beis Chanyo. It's as if he said, if it's not too difficult for me to go to Yerushalayim, then I'll bring my korbanos in Yerushalayim and I'll be a nazir. But if it's too difficult for me to go to Yerushalayim, then I don't want to be a nazir at all. Just I won't drink wine until I bring my korbanos b'Beis Chanyo. So now that he has brought his korbanos b'Beis Chanyo, obviously it was too difficult for him to go to Yerushalayim, so he was never a nazir in the first place. It was just a neder not to drink wine until he brings his korbanos b'Beis Chanyo. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, in such a case, where he took upon himself in his ears and said he's going to bring his korbanos the Beis Chanyo, he's not a nazir at all, he can drink wine immediately. This is not a neder at all, since this is not a normal neder to say that he's going to bring korbanos the Beis Chanyo, as this is usher. HaKohanim sheshinshu the Beis Chanyo, lo yishanshu b'migdash b'Yerushalayim. Kohanim that did avod on the Mizbeach and Beis Chanyo can no longer do avod on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. We don't need to say that Kohanim that did Avodah for Dabar Acher is Avodah Zara. Kohanim that served by Avodah Zara, they certainly are possible from doing Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Even if they do Shuba, they can no longer do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Achlo Yalu Kohanim Abamos Amizbach Hashem B'Yerushalayim. The Kohanim Abamos, the Kohanim for the Avodah Zara cannot bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach Hashem in Yerushalayim. What they could do is eat matzos among their brothers, meaning to say, to have a chelak in the achilas karbanos with their brothers. Harehen kebali mumen, they have the same din as bali mumen, kohanim that have a mum, chokim v'oichlin, avolo makriven. They could take a chelak in the achilas karbanos, but they cannot bring the karbanos themselves. As bali mumen are possible to do avoda, but they could eat the karbanos, so too these kohanim that serve for avoda zara, or b'beis chanyo, even though the korbanos that were brought in b'beis chanyo were l'shem shemayim, they were not avodah zara, but since it's aser to do so, they apostle themselves from doing avodah. All they can do is eat a chelek in the korbanos, but not to do the avodah for the korbanos.